Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
All right, here we go. What weird thing are you doing when nobody's looking? Turning on cruise control? What? And driving from the passenger seat?
They have to have a Tesla.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, if it's not, then you have impeccable ability to have that car move. It's got to be one of those self-driving ones.
If not, they couldn't be
because you would literally just that doesn't cruise control you through the lanes. It will slam you into a wall.
But I wonder if you just turn cruise control off, do you just naturally start slowing down? Like, can you do that? I mean, we're not recommending this. This is not a good thing, but
no.
Very interesting. somebody laughs at their own gassy moments, thinks it's real funny when they have the old gassaroo.
Ditto.
All guys always think it's funny.
100%. Doesn't matter your age.
Sometimes I pretend that instead of driving a garbage truck, that I'm piloting an X-Wing in a dogfight.
You know what an X-Wing's from, right?
I'm assuming it's like a
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. That's why I didn't get it. I thought it was like a fighter jet.
Oh, it could be a fighter jet, too. I think it's something to do with Star Wars. I might be wrong, and believe me, people will tell me.
It was the Star Wars fighter jet. It's the one that Luke, when he went down in...
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she's not interested. She's like, ew, move on.
No, okay. I live in an apartment, and I was about to get into the shower, but I had to quickly walk by the door to our back alley of the apartment so I could hear my neighbors, and I might have done a little dance and said, you don't know I'm naked back here.
Oh, God. That's a Dez one.
Yeah, I did something weird. Nobody was home. Taylor was gone for this last week. He's back now. But I was getting stuff done, and I just had my granny panties on and like a sports bra. And we don't have any shades or window coverings on my main level except for in our bedroom. We don't have any. And I mean, we live in the middle of nowhere. Yesterday, I even went outside in my granny panties to grab something quick. But I just ran around, and I'm like, oh, this is so freeing. And then I just think, what if somebody was to walk up? They'd be like, oh, good God.
Anybody who delivers to your house knows your routine. You could have a prevert. Who's like, okay, I got to go deliver a package in that neighborhood.
Or I've scared him away.
Yeah, probably.
Crisco kind of busted me with one of my regular ones the other day when I was sniffing my own pants when he came in.
Yeah, that was weird. I caught you doing that too.
Well, because I was so, I have a paranoia with whether it be breath, armpits, clothing, chairs, anything stinking. So I'm constantly smelling, like I will blow in my hand, I'll lick the back of my hand and smell and see if I have stinky breath. I'll smell my clothing all the time. I get it. It's weird. I understand it's really weird, but I have I don't know, in a previous life, if I was just the smelly person.
You maybe were, but you're not now. I can tell you that, but it's because you use Listerine strips like crazy.
I'm almost out. I'm paranoid. I thought, because you now are asking me for them.
I'm like addicted.
I'm like, I don't know how many I've left. I got to go to Walgreens after the show today.
And I have bad coffee breath, so that's not good. All right. I yell at myself in the mirror. I adjust my ladies in the bra, hoping nobody is going to be looking. So thank you for sharing your secrets.